It's time to catch up with Catherine Tulich in Los Angeles to talk about new movies. And we will be honest right from the outset, Catherine. This is not a genre of film that you or I are comfortable with, and we haven't seen it because we're scaredy cats.
Exactly. I'm too much of a scaredy cat to see this movie, but everyone's been really looking forward to the new version of the Stephen King novel, It, which I think is probably the reason a lot of people are scared of clowns.
Yes.
Because there's this character called Pennywise, and it was originally played by Tim Curry, that you probably remember from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep.
But this time, the clown scaring all the kids in this film is played by Bill Skarsgård, and this is what he's had to say about clowns and playing the role.
I did research on just clowns for the role, and it was about chlorophobia, the fear of clowns. And it was a short documentary. It was one of those, like, you found it on for free on Vimeo where you stream it, you know. It's like kind of very cheaply made, but it told the story of, like, where this concept of fear of clowns really comes from. And it wasn't a collective fear prior to the novel. So before then, I think there was always people that were a little bit afraid of clowns, but it wasn't this like collective thing. How impactful the novel was on the collective was really it's such a testament to Stephen King as a you know, such a prolific writer. So I'm kind of feeling bad for the ones who make, you know, clowning for a living. The novel did not help their job. Neither did the first TV show, and I doubt this one will as either.
So Bill Skarsgård, I mean, it's not a common surname.
No.
Is it a relative of his that was in True Blood, the TV show?
Yeah, that's his brother, Alexander Skarsgård, and their father, Stellan Skarsgård, which is a very famous Swedish actor that's been in many, many movies. So they're quite prolific, the Skarsgård family.
They certainly are, aren't they? Now, as we speak, you are packing feverishly to take off to the Toronto Film Festival, or for those that live by Lake Macquarie, the Toronto Film Festival. You know, see all sorts of great movies like American Assassin, Victoria and Abdul.
Well, Victoria and Abdul is one of the big films that is expected. This is kind of the kick-off for all the award season films. So there's lots of new films. George Clooney's new film. Matt Damon's got a couple of films. Jennifer Lawrence's new film, Mother, I'll be seeing as well.
Mm.
So amazing films coming up. And yeah, Victoria and Abdul, we're talking to Judy Dench, who plays Queen Victoria. And I know that's opening next week in Australia.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you from Canada next week at WSFM.
Great. Look forward to it.